Sometimes referred to as the father of American choral music, William Billings was one of the best-known American composers and voice teachers of the 1700s. Born in Boston, Massachusetts in 1746, he apprenticed to a tanner where he learned how to make leather. Billings had a unique body, with sight in only one of his eyes, one arm that was almost unusable, and one leg that was shorter than the other. Primarily a self-taught musician, he was known to write music tunes in chalk on the walls of the tanning mill. In 1770, he published the New England Psalm Singer. This collection included 120 vocal compositions by Billings, and was the first book of its type to use tunes by a single American composer. Billings established a singing school in Stoughton, Massachusetts in 1774. This became the Old Stoughton Musical Society and is the oldest society of its kind in the United States still in existence today. Singers and American choirs have probably sung some of Billings' music and are familiar with his patriotic song Chester. Many churchgoers know When Jesus Wept. This short sacred piece appears in many hymnals and can frequently be heard sung as a round during the Lent season. Today we hear William Billings' Easter Anthem. This celebratory music was written for a four-part unaccompanied choir. The melody of this music occasionally includes wide intervals or spaces between notes. This type of melodic writing was more common in the hymn tunes of the 1700s than it is today. When you listen to Billings' Easter Anthem, notice the changes in texture. The piece begins with a bass section singing alone, followed by all voices singing. In other spots, two voice parts sing, alternating with all four parts. Billings also composes with a wide range of rhythms, from fast 16th notes to slower half notes. He uses rests for dramatic effect. Though there are some exceptions, most of the composition uses homophonic writing, which means that all parts sing the same words and rhythms at the same time. William Billings' Easter Anthem is a wonderfully distinctive work. Through it, he joyously exclaims, "The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah."